Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're going on a bit of a time-traveling adventure with some ancient wisdom literature, specifically the Book of Proverbs and an Egyptian text called the Instructions of Amenemope. Imagine a proverb you thought was purely biblical, actually having roots in ancient Egypt.
It's certainly a possibility. We're diving into a world of scribes, meticulously copying texts thousands of years ago, passing down wisdom across generations. What's fascinating is that these texts, the Instructions of Amenemope, a collection of wisdom teachings from ancient Egypt, and the Book of Proverbs, might be more connected than we realize.
You know, when I first heard about this possible connection, I immediately thought about that line in Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 20. Have I not written for you 30 sayings of counsel and knowledge?
Ah, yes. The mystery of the 30 sayings, as scholars call it. That Hebrew word for sayings is quite ambiguous, and even ancient translators struggled with it. Some believe it's a direct reference to the 30 chapters of Amenemope. It's like a literary puzzle, piecing together clues from across time and cultures.
So, is this a case of the Proverbs author borrowing from Amenemope? Were they inspired by a common source?
It's a question scholars are still debating. There's no definitive proof. But the similarities in themes and phrasing are pretty striking.
Okay, so let's look at one of those similarities. I'm talking about the proverb that appears twice in Proverbs and also has a parallel in Amenemope. Do not remove the ancient landmark. We see it in Proverbs 22.28 and again in 23.7.
It's not just a casual repetition either. Both texts emphasize this advice multiple times, suggesting its importance in ancient societies. Remember, property boundaries weren't just about land. They were about social order and justice. Removing a landmark could disrupt entire communities.
And these societies were built around agriculture.
Yeah.
Land was everything.
Absolutely. The Instructions of Amenemope even states, do not move the marker of the boundary, nor encroach on the fields of another. Be not greedy for a cubit of land, lest you be called a land grabber.
Wow, that's pretty direct.
Mm.
And it really drives home the importance of respecting those boundaries.
And Proverbs echoes this sentiment. Do not remove the ancient landmark that your ancestors set up. You can almost feel the weight of tradition and respect for the past in those words.
It's fascinating how both texts connect property rights to this larger idea of respecting heritage and tradition.
Exactly. But what's even more interesting is that while both texts share this core message, there are subtle differences. Proverbs might be building on or adapting the Egyptian text, adding its own nuances and interpretations.
So it's not just a simple borrowing, but a more nuanced conversation across cultures and centuries. What I find fascinating is that this seemingly simple proverb about landmarks is repeated so much. Does that suggest something unique about property in those societies?
Perhaps. Or maybe it's not just about literal land. It could be a metaphor for something more profound, respect for established rules and traditions, the importance of fairness and justice.
So are you saying that we should still be concerned with ancient landmarks today?
I think the underlying principles are still relevant. Think about it. Intellectual property, digital boundaries, even ethical guidelines in business. These are all landmarks in a sense.
That's a great point. It's like these ancient proverbs offer a framework for thinking about ethical behavior, even in situations the original authors could never have imagined.
Exactly. And exploring these connections can offer us a fresh perspective on our own values and how they relate to the larger community.
And this is just one example. We have so many more fascinating parallels to uncover between the Instructions of Amenemope and the Book of Proverbs. You might be surprised to learn that.
Well, before we jump ahead, let's take a closer look at another key similarity between the texts. Remember how the Instructions of Amenemope cautions against being called a land grabber? That really highlights the social consequences of violating these boundaries.
Right. It's like they're saying, look, you might think you're just getting a little extra land.
Yeah.
But the whole community is watching, and they're going to judge you for it.
Precisely. And that speaks to a fascinating aspect of ancient wisdom literature. It often connects individual actions to the well-being of the community. It's not just about personal gain or self-improvement. It's about understanding your place within a larger social fabric.
So in a way, these proverbs are also about social responsibility.
Absolutely. Take another example from the Instructions of Amenemope. Do not laugh at the blind, nor mock the dwarf, nor impede the aged, nor terrorize the weak.
It's interesting how that advice directly addresses how we treat the most vulnerable members of our society.
Exactly. And you can find similar themes in Proverbs. Remember the verse about not removing the ancient landmark? Well, right before that, in Proverbs 22.27, it says, if you have nothing with which to pay, why should your bed be taken from under you?
So it's connecting this idea of respecting property rights with protecting those who are most vulnerable to exploitation.
Precisely. It's a reminder that justice and fairness apply to everyone, regardless of their social standing or economic status.
It makes you wonder if modern society has lost sight of these ancient principles of social responsibility.
It's certainly something to consider. We often emphasize individual rights and freedoms, but sometimes at the expense of the common good.
I'm curious about how these ancient texts viewed the relationship between individual ambition and the well-being of the community. It seems like a delicate balance.
It is. And both the instructions of Amenemope and the Book of Proverbs offer guidance on navigating that balance. For instance, Amenemope advises, "Do not be arrogant because of your strength, nor boast because of your wealth."
It sounds like a warning against letting personal success lead to arrogance and disregard for others.
Exactly. And Proverbs offers similar cautions against greed and the pursuit of wealth at all costs. For example, Proverbs 28.22 states, "A stingy man hastens after wealth and does not know that poverty will come upon him."
So both texts seem to be saying that true prosperity comes from a balanced approach, pursuing personal goals while also considering the impact on others.
Exactly. And remember, these texts aren't just offering abstract philosophical ideas. They're providing practical wisdom for daily life, for navigating the complexities of human relationships and building a just and thriving society.
It's amazing how these ideas, written thousands of years ago, can still resonate with us today. It makes you wonder what other timeless truths we might find in these ancient wisdom texts.
I think that's what makes exploring ancient literature so fascinating. It's like we're having a conversation across time, discovering that human nature and the challenges we face haven't really changed all that much.
And, you know, even though we've been focusing on the similarities between Proverbs and the instructions of Amenemope, I think it's also important to acknowledge that they come from different cultural and religious contexts.
That's a great point. While we can appreciate the shared wisdom, it's crucial to remember that each text has its own unique perspective and purpose. The instructions of Amenemope reflects ancient Egyptian beliefs and values, while the Book of Proverbs is rooted in the Hebrew tradition.
So it's not about trying to blend these texts into one homogeneous message, but rather appreciating the richness and diversity of their insights.
Exactly. And I think that's one of the most valuable lessons we can take away from exploring ancient wisdom literature. It opens our minds to different ways of seeing the world and understanding the human condition.
And maybe, just maybe, it can help us find common ground and build bridges of understanding, even across vast differences in culture and belief.
I completely agree. It's a reminder that we're all part of a larger human story, connected by shared experiences and a common desire for wisdom and meaning.
Speaking of shared experiences, one of the most powerful themes that emerges from both texts is the importance of humility. Amenemope repeatedly cautions against arrogance and pride, while Proverbs emphasizes the dangers of self-righteousness and a haughty spirit.
That's a really insightful observation, and it speaks to a fundamental truth about human nature. We're often our own worst enemies. Our pride, our ego, our tendency to think we know better than others, these are often the root of our suffering and our conflicts.
So both texts are essentially saying, check your ego at the door.
In a way, yes. They're reminding us that true wisdom begins with humility, with recognizing that we don't have all the answers, and that we can always learn from others, even those who are different from us.
It's a powerful message, and one that's perhaps even more relevant today in our increasingly polarized and divided world.
Absolutely. In a world where everyone seems to be shouting their opinions and trying to prove they're right, a little humility can go a long way.
It makes you wonder if part of the reason these ancient wisdom texts have endured for so long is precisely because they offer us this timeless antidote to the human tendency toward arrogance and self-importance.
That's a fascinating thought. Perhaps these texts serve as a kind of ancient landmark themselves, a reminder of the enduring values that can guide us toward a more just and harmonious world.
It's like they're saying, hey, we've been down this road before. We've seen where pride and greed can lead. There's a better way.
Exactly. And that better way begins with cultivating humility, compassion, and a willingness to listen to and learn from others.
It really is incredible how these ancient texts speak to such universal human experiences.
You know, it's almost as if the authors of Proverbs and Amenemope had a sense that their words would transcend their own time and place.
They must have known they were tapping into something fundamental about the human condition.
Exactly. And I think that's why these texts continue to resonate with readers even thousands of years later. They offer timeless insights into the challenges and opportunities of being human.
And one of the things that keeps striking me is the sheer practicality of the advice they offer It's not just lofty philosophy. It's about how to live a good life day in and day out.
Absolutely. The Instructions of a Menemope, for example, is full of advice on everything from managing your household to dealing with difficult people. And Proverbs offers guidance on everything from choosing friends wisely to handling finances responsibly.
It's almost like a manual for navigating the complexities of life.
In a way, yes. And what's fascinating is that so much of the advice is still relevant today. For instance, a Menemope advises, do not be quick to speak nor hasty to answer. Ponder well before you utter a word.
Sounds like a good reminder for our age of instant communication and social media, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And Proverbs offers a similar caution against speaking rashly. Whoever guards his mouth preserves his life. He who opens wide his lips comes to ruin.
So even in a world that's vastly different from the one these texts were written in, the core wisdom still holds true.
Exactly. And I think that's what's so powerful about these ancient wisdom traditions. They offer us a connection to the past, a sense of continuity, and a reminder that the human journey is one we've been on for a very long time.
And maybe by tapping into that shared journey, we can find guidance and inspiration for navigating our own lives.
I completely agree. These texts offer us a wellspring of wisdom to draw from, a source of strength and encouragement as we face the inevitable challenges and uncertainties of life.
Well, as we come to the end of our deep dive into the Instructions of a Menemope in the Book of Proverbs, I have to say I'm feeling a sense of awe and wonder.
I understand completely. It's humbling to realize that these texts have survived for so long, passing from generation to generation, carrying with them the accumulated wisdom of countless lives.
And I'm left with a sense of gratitude for the scribes who meticulously copied these texts, preserving them for future generations.
And for the scholars who continue to study and translate these texts, making their wisdom accessible to us today.
So for all of you listening out there, if you're ever feeling lost or uncertain, I encourage you to seek out these ancient wisdom traditions. You might be surprised at how much they still have to teach us.
And remember, wisdom isn't just about accumulating knowledge. It's about applying that knowledge to live a good life, a life of meaning and purpose.
And who knows, maybe by delving into these ancient texts, we can rediscover some timeless truths that can help us build a better future for ourselves and for generations to come.
What ancient landmarks, values, or principles do you think are most important to preserve in our society today?
It's a question worth pondering. And perhaps the wisdom of the ancients can help us find the answers. Thanks for joining us on this fascinating deep dive. Until next time, keep seeking knowledge and embracing the power of wisdom.